What do you get when you cross tribal music with jazz and funk?
Kuik.
Kuik. That's the name of a Seattle band that does just that. And they're performing at this weekend's Folklife Festival at the Seattle Center. KUOW's Emily Fox has this profile.
Kuik was started by glass sculptor and bassist Preston Singletary and Bernie Worrell. You might know Worrell as the longtime keyboard player with Parliament Funkadelic. Worrell passed away last summer, but before he died, Singletary says Kuik helped him tap into his Cherokee roots.
The native culture really resonated with him, and he was really into the project.
Singletary's background, like most of the band's 10 current members, is Tlingit.
Tlingit are a tribe from southeast Alaska.
Before Singletary started fusing his native culture with music, he was combining newer visual art forms with traditional Pacific Northwest art. A lot of indigenous art here is formed on wood, think totem poles. But Singletary takes those designs and blows them onto glass instead.
The way that the world is evolving, we're exposed to so many new things, and why not take some of these new technologies and these new processes and resynthesize them and keep the cultural symbols and the music and the culture alive.
Some of Kuik's work involves taking traditional Tlingit songs and fusing them with jazz and funk. Singletary says when he asked his tribe for permission to use their music, he got a mixed reaction from tribal elders.
Some of them were really, really open to it and excited about the idea. Some of them were very guarded, and they felt like that this was intellectual property that no one else should actually be utilizing or performing.
He says now the band mostly uses traditional Tlingit songs to inspire new music, like Kuik's canoe song. Singletary says the band took the rhythm of a traditional Tlingit song and created a new melody and lyrics around it.
In my perspective, if no one hears these songs, then eventually they could fade away. I feel like bringing these songs, in with this new perspective, I think it extends the life of the music.
And you can see for yourself how the band brings new life to indigenous music. Kuik will play at Seattle's Northwest Folklife Festival this weekend. With KUOW, I'm Emily Fox.
Thank you.